broadcasting live from Tower Records down on Mercer Street. Sonic Youth is over here doing an in-store signing autographs. And, well, look who just walked in. It's Chris Novoselic from Nirvana. How are you, Chris?
Mighty fine.
Now, what's going on? What are you doing over here? You're friends with these guys.
Yeah. We did a couple of tours with them, and so I thought I'd stop in and say hi and kind of infringe on their thing. And
I saw you on a skateboard kind of skidding around.
That was a Sonic Youth skateboard.
Was it yours?
Silver. That was my friend Ernie's.
Did you get it autographed?
Yeah.
Right on.
Totally autographed.
Did you get
Sonic Youth skateboard?
Did you get anything autographed yourself from Sonic Youth?
No. I know what it's like to be badgered for autographs, so I don't want to like put anybody through that, you know.
So, Chris, what's been going on? You guys have kind of been on hiatus. You did some shows over in Europe.
Europe, yeah. Well, I just came back from Croatia.
That's what I hear. You guys were over there. You and your wife were over there kind of vacation.
Yeah. We got shot at.
You got shot at over there?
Yeah. We were like camping. It was totally like some safe situation. And then this machine gun started to cackle.
My God.
And this bullet just goes, whoosh, flies right over our heads. And it's like, whoa.
But
then we decided that maybe we should get out of there, you know.
And the thing is, Chris, you're tall, too, so you probably came real close to the bullet.
I don't think they were shooting at us, but it was like, it was crazy. Because that's where my family's from, you know, and I've been watching the news and I'm just totally a wreck.
Yikes.
I'm just tore up.
So now, how did the shows over in Europe go?
They were great. We played in Belfast and Paris, Scandinavia, and Spain. And we played in a bullring in Spain.
You're kidding me.
It was awesome.
Did you play with other bands over there, or was it a fest type of situation?
Well, we did all the shows with Teenage Fan Club, but there's a couple festivals we played with, like the Violent Femmes and Pearl Jam. We played one show with Extreme.
You're kidding.
Of all bands, yeah.
I think I read about that in like Melody Maker or something, Kurt saying something about doing a show with Extreme.
I don't know, playing in front of like 50,000 people really sucks. It just seems like it's impersonal. So we
can see Nirvana at the off-ramp very soon.
Yeah, we're going to like destroy our careers because, you know, we all got houses out of the deal now. So we got nothing to lose, you know?
That's great. So now, is this show coming up one of the last shows to happen for a while for Nirvana? The Coliseum show?
We're going to go on tour in November.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Portland show is a benefit for Hate-Free Oregon. So that's really important.
Okay. Now, is the show here a benefit also for? Because I had heard that.
But it's gonna. There's gonna be a booth there for the Washington Music Industry Coalition, and they're gonna get some proceeds from the show.
Oh, good deal. So, let me ask you this, Chris. There's been rumors going on that Nirvana, you know, that this might be one of the last shows Nirvana does.
Oh, don't believe it.
They're all fake.
There's every day there's a Kurt is dead rumor every other day, and like if you
open up
Melody Maker, there's also like he died in a plane crash or you know whatever.
So right. Like, so Nirvana is not anywhere near calling it quits.
No,
you guys
no
are
way.
Going on with things.
Yeah, we just just kind of hiding out a little bit.
Kind of taking some time off.
Pass and but now it's gonna get ready. Start doing things again.
Now I hear the new album, the stuff you guys have been working on, is pretty extreme. At least that's what you were telling me last time. Noisier yet.
Yeah, if you heard like Curmudgeon and B-side of Lithium, it's kind of a hint of things
what
to
we're
come.
Gonna be getting.
Yeah.
Now, is this true that Steve Albini is gonna have a hand in production here, or is that another rumor?
His name's been thrown around, but there's like no real concrete things set up, like we're going to record here, we're going to record there, and
Chicago.
No, that's not set up. There's some stuff we're going to do at word of mouth.
Oh,
I'm not supposed to say anything.
Okay. You don't have to. Don't have to say anything.
But people are just talking, you know, word of mouth. And anyway, so we're just doing stuff here and there.
Cool. Now you guys have Screaming Jay Hawkins opening.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's gonna be intense.
I saw him in this hotel lounge in Paris.
Did he have the coffin?
No, it was like a really low-key, streamlined tourist show. He's just doing like two sets a night. And I paid $50 for a double Jack Daniels.
Damn, this
Paris
was in Europe?
Expensive, yeah. But God. That was like, see, and it was like something like 200 francs. And I'm like, no, not really.
Just a hard slam in Nirvana
show. When
those
things happen, they're like so spontaneous. Like, we'll just come up with some idea. Like
the one you did at the Paramount here last time the band played.
Yeah, those friends, they asked if they could dance for us. And we're like, oh, yeah, come on up.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a song from the album. This is Lithium. And thanks again, Chris, for stopping
by.
107.7 The End.
I'm so happy, 'cause today